All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Just a quick word here for the place I get my vinyl. It's Cactus Music. It's one of the best spots in town. You go in there, you talk to Quinn. If you're interested in collecting vinyl and that's your thing, it is such a cool place to hang out. It's Cactus Music. And as always, we appreciate their support of the show and gives us an opportunity to bring on Dynamo Defender. He is Griffin Dorsey. Griffin, thanks for coming on tonight.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, you had a couple days off. Dramatic, emotional series, very tight against Real Salt Lake. Just give us an update now that you're back in training, you know, kind of how where you and the guys are and where you are mentally here ahead of Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it was a really big result for us. It was a really big result from the for the club. And I think that stepping away for a couple days after the emotional ending that that series had was definitely needed. But I feel a sense of rejuvenation within the group after those days and really understanding that, you know, we got three more games to go.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Dynamo right back. The fifth penalty. Maybe, you know, I've seen some things out there about it and you taking it. Can you just kind of take us through that again and then stepping up there and, you know, this is an iconic moment for the club and you as a player.
Yeah. You know, I think that a lot of things had to go the way they went for the penalty to be such a memorable one for myself and for the club. You know, you look at the guys that made big plays like Steve Clark before the penalty kick and, you know, guys who went through it and made the penalties and were the group that was supporting us on the field, off the field and everything. And I think going into the situation of it being a game-winning PK was something that was special. And I think when I saw it hit the back of the net, it gives me chills to think about stuff.
Yeah, it was fantastic celebration, fantastic moment. He is Griffin Dorsey joining us here tonight. All right, tell me the difference between the playoffs now. Is it more elevated? Is there less time on the ball? Is there less opportunity for you to get forward? Is there a difference in what was going on prior during the regular season to now? Is there an extra yard now that people are tighter on you? Can you feel that change in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be naive to say that that the playoffs aren't different. There's something different, and it's a feeling. It's a it's an amplitude during the game. It's the fans. There's a difference in the way that the games are played, and you can 100% feel it. And I would say that a lot of the things you said are things that can be felt on the field. You know, maybe less time on the ball, maybe less space. There's a real heightened emotion to every single play. And I think in the regular season, you see that, but it takes a huge step when it comes to playoff time.
The mindset now to go from a three-game series to single elimination. This is a bit tricky because I'm just sitting here thinking if you come out in the first 20 minutes, any team at this point now in a single game elimination, which essentially you were in against Real Salt Lake, I guess, in game three. But that first 20 minutes, I mean, you know, your fate can be handed to you or grabbed.
You know, I think what's special about this team is we've had a plethora of elimination games played this year, whether it's Leagues Cup, whether it's Open Cup, or playoffs this year. And I believe as a team, we have a firm understanding of the significance of that. And I don't think that for us, it changes much at all.
You're pretty hardened on it. You haven't lost in any of these single elimination sort of final games. You've advanced on penalty kicks. Did you ever think in six matches against Real Salt Lake you wouldn't lose a game? That's a lot of games against that. That's kind of like back when I played in the 80s and you played each team eight times because it was only six teams. that's a lot of games against one team.
Yeah, that is a lot of games. I knew it was six, but when you sit and you actually contemplate the fact that it was six, it's kind of astounding.
Let me just move it to this and Sporting Kansas City. You may not have been here for some of the early Sporting stuff, but do you feel that rivalry with Sporting Kansas City here? Do you feel that from others, fans, players, former players? Do you feel that? Because I think most people believe the real rival of the Houston Dynamo is not FC Dallas, but it's Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that at this point, especially with Sporting Kansas City being our next opponent, with a game as significant as this, any team we matched up against, it would feel like our biggest rivals coming into Houston and playing at our home for the opportunity to go to the conference final. I mean, that's going to be a rivalry game, whether it's a rival or not, in my opinion.
That's about as good an answer you could give, I think. That was a great answer. I like that. We're talking to Griffin Dorsey, Dynamo defender, outstanding season. Things took off from the right back position. So look, in the offseason, anybody who's being truthful is saying, okay, Franco Escobar is being brought in to be the right back. You emerge, you bring width. Franco goes to the left side. And as much as we laud you for what you've done, it's been exceptional. I also made the point the other day that this is not easy for somebody that's predominantly right-footed to play the left back position. And I know you've done that too. Take us into that, because Franco from that position has to play it a little bit differently. And that's not an easy thing to do. And I'm not sure everybody understands that.
You know, I don't know if we've ever had a conversation about Franco. But anybody I talk to, I have the utmost respect for Franco as a player. You know, even going into this last game, I mean, he's an absolute warrior. He's someone you want on your team. He's somebody who, when it comes to game time, he's going to give you everything that he's got. And I think Houston has seen that time and time again this year. And I think when you look at him as a left back and being able to make that transition as seamlessly as he did, playing the position he does on a side he's not maybe 100% normalized to, you know, it's pretty special. And it's something that even as myself, I watch that and his ability to be, what would be the word, flexible in his positioning and flexible in the way that he plays is something super special and something that I've even learned from this year.
Two great outside backs, Franco Escobar and Griffin Dorsey. Griffin Dorsey joining us tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. All right, so it's a pretty obvious one, but one of the big talking points ahead of this game, Logan Ndembe, who's been on fire in the playoffs for Sporting Kansas City, two goals. I'm pretty sure you played against him back in September, right, on the 23rd. This is a guy that was playing very well for them, did his ACL, actually played 44 minutes on a torn ACL. Looking here from the outside, the likelihood is we're hearing Tim Leibold, who's played in Germany. I mean, Graham Zusi's an outside back, not knowing who's going to be there. We do know Ndembe is going to be there. Is this a case where you're looking at some of these other outside backs and the way they play the game? Will you study that player before everything happens in this upcoming game, because this is a matchup, and it's to me, it's a big talking point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you go into any game and you have players that you've pointed out as your game within the game competition. You study film and, you know, having a bit of a question mark on who that player is going to be is just widens the range of players to look at and players to watch. But when it comes to our support staff and our coaching staff, they give us all the resources we need to make sure we're up to speed and understanding to the best of our knowledge what our opponent's going to look like.
And you'll also probably be in a lot of duels with Daniel Shalloway, Gotti Kinda. This is a team that has a lot of firepower. And much like the Dynamo, do you see similarities of the two teams coming in good ways? I mean, obviously, the Dynamo, after the League's Cup, begin to take off. These guys, 3 points in the first 10 games of the year. You probably were thinking they're never going to make the playoffs, and they do. So there are, in some ways, some similarities, right, between the two?
Yeah, for sure. And I would even look at just, you know, there's a bit of a blue collar sense that I get to Houston. And there's also that a bit of that when it comes to Sporting Kansas City. I mean, if you don't have a blue collar mentality and a, you know, let's work through this. You get 3 points in 10 games at the beginning of the year. And yeah, you 100% count them out. So I would say there are definitely similarities on that front as well.
All right. So Pablo Mastroeni in the last series, he had a quote. He said, "You live and die by your best players." How do you feel about that quote?
Yeah, it's interesting. I would say that it's a team sport, and 100% you need your best players. And, you know, you look at us this year and you look at, you know, the way Hector has been and how significant that is for us. You look at, you know, Coco Kereskia, Artur, and you go, these Corey Bird. I mean, these are guys that are really special players. They're doing really special things. But I think, you know, without the whole team, that success would never happen. But I do believe that their ability to succeed is very huge for a team. Big players.
Griffin Dorsey joining us. Here's the last one before we go. All right. So, you know, as we do radio here tonight in Houston on a Thursday night, the U.S. national team is playing Trinidad and Tobago in Austin, a little over 100 miles away. Well, more than a little over 100 miles away. I see guys on the roster like DeJuan Jones. I see Reed Baker Whiting, outside backs. I could easily see Griffin Dorsey's name on there. Is there any thought in your mind about that? And you just had a great quote the other day about possibility, right? What was it again? Can you repeat it? Do you remember it?
I don't know.
It was a good one. But it was about possibility and dreams. And
why not? I think it was more so on the basis of believing. But yeah.
Yeah. Belief, possibility, dreams. Why isn't Griffin Dorsey dreaming about the national team? Or is he?
Oh, Griffin Dorsey's been dreaming about the national team since he was a child. I've been through the youth system. It's something that I have on my mind every day when I wake up. And it's 100% a dream of mine. It's a focus of mine, and it is something that I will continue to push to fulfill.
So who's having more fun at this stage of the year, you or Amin Bassi?
Oh, Amin Bassi. No one has more fun than Amin Bassi.
Is that guy never not smiling? I mean,
he is one of, maybe other than teenage, one of the happiest human beings I've ever played soccer with.
It's fun to be around people like that, isn't it?
It's a testament to him. It is, it's contagious, and the whole team can feel it, and it's absolutely special.
Griffin, special season for you. Keep it going. Thank you very much, as always, for coming on. Every time I request, you come on the program, and I appreciate that, and everybody for helping make this interview possible. So thank you very much. Best of luck. Get it done against Sporting Kansas City, and then let's keep doing radio here. You're a good luck charm here.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much, Glenn.
All right, that's Griffin Dorsey, Dynamo defender. He's been absolutely outstanding. In my humble opinion, a big piece why this team has changed directions after and in and around the League's Cup. We'll take a break here. A reminder, Soccer Matters t-shirts and hat, LamontBrands.com. That's LamontBrands.com. All the proceeds to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation.